Is an Uber driver really an employee, not a contractor? From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The Summon a Car Using an App companies, Uber and Lyft, failed to convince a pair of U.S. judges yesterday that their drivers are independent contractors rather than regular employees. Class action lawsuits brought by drivers of both companies will now go to jury trial. This is a major legal test for the so-called sharing economy. Marketplace's Adam Allington is following the story. Good morning, Adam.
Hello.
So the sharing economy, as it applies to ride services, the drivers tend to use their own cars ad hoc, but why does it matter if an Uber driver is an independent contractor or not?
Well, simply put, it comes down to money. As independent contractors, Uber or Lyft are not subject to many of the labor laws that apply to regular employees, things like Social Security or workers' comp. In yesterday's ruling, one judge noted that Uber has the right to fire its drivers and that they provide a key service for the app, which are both cases for the drivers being considered employees. By cautious estimates, Uber has upwards of 160,000 drivers just in the United States. If it has to pay those benefits, it will drastically affect the profitability of their business.
And, of course, independent contractors have to pay more of their Social Security assessments, so they'll be watching this very closely as well. Now, investors will be paying attention to these developments as well.
That's right. Based on Uber's current global expansion strategy, the company's been valued somewhere north of $40 billion. Lyft is around $18 billion. So depending on how these decisions ultimately come down, the spillover effects will have big implications for not just Uber and Lyft, but dozens and dozens of other on-demand startups that do everything from delivering food to washing your laundry to cleaning your garage.
Marketplace's Adam Allington. Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody seems to love that book on the Japanese art of decluttering. I myself was ordered to fold all my T-shirts just so and shred and recycle most of the attic. But corporate America likes to hold on to its old documents, and in hoarding, there is opportunity. Google has just announced it wants to store data that's in the category of, who knows, I might need this someday, a penny per gigabyte per month. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports on the industry known as cold storage.
Today, many businesses store data the old-fashioned way, says Jim Ramposo, an analyst with Aberdeen.
You would send them off-site somewhere, or they'd be, you know, in some back-end room.
It's a cheap way to do things, but going offline means it can take days, maybe even a week, to get that data back. Google executive Tom Kershaw says his new product, called Nearline, is the best of both worlds.
Google Nearline is unique in its combination of offline economics and online performance.
That may be a shot at one of Google's chief rivals, Amazon's Glacier, which takes several hours to retrieve data. Forrester analyst Henry Baltazar says Google may well have its eyes on more than a company's moldy old data.
There's a lot of different things you could do once data is in a cloud. But the key thing is, you can't really sell those services unless you have data.
In other words, Baltazar says Google's practicing the time-honored business of just getting customers in the door. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
The East Coast has been a skier's snowy dream this winter, with all the fresh powder. Resorts are raking in the cash. California's Lake Tahoe has not been blessed with the white stuff as such. It's been like this for several seasons in a row. Some small ski areas are scraping by, while larger chains are finding ways to carve out a profit. Sam Harnett reports.
I'm on a ski lift, heading up the mountain at Homewood, a resort in Tahoe. But below me, there's no snow to ski down. I don't even have a jacket on.
Planning to ride a chairlift with that skis on.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
How you doing? Nice.
Doing well.
I'm Kevin Mitchell.
Kevin Mitchell is Homewood's general manager. He's trying to stay upbeat, but dry, warm conditions forced the resort to shut down twice this season.
It was challenging trying to keep our customers and our employees engaged.
There's something so depressing about a closed ski slope in winter. There's mud and grass. The chairlifts are there just blowing in the breeze. It's like an empty restaurant on a Friday night. Bad news for a small ski resort, says Professor Daniel Scott. He studies tourism and climate change at the University of Waterloo.
The problem with mom-and-pop places is if you have two or three bad years in a row, your financial reserves are gone. You just can't make a go of it anymore.
Scott says unpredictable weather favors companies with deeper pockets. He says resort chains are now buying ski areas across the country. That way, they cash in wherever the snow falls. And wealthier individual resorts can invest in snowmaking and other attractions.
we've been able to hedge this challenge.
Andy Wirth is the CEO of Squaw Valley in Tahoe. It's put $8 million into its snowmaking system over the last 3 years. It's also got a winter park with tubing and a village with shops.
There's restaurants, retail operations, and we're looking to develop even more alternative activities in the wintertime.
There was even talk of a water park, a popular development now at bigger resorts. So is that the future for a smaller mountain like Homewood? No, says General Manager Kevin Mitchell.
We don't want to become one of the giant resorts in Tahoe. We want to hold on to a lot of the character that we currently have.
But if the snowstorms don't start coming, that could be harder and harder to do. In Lake Tahoe, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.
And who'd have guessed? Turns out, clever artisans can make fake wristwatches that look really close to the expensive original. So is it news that the first fake Apple watches have been spotted in markets across China? Even on Alibaba's Taobao e-commerce site, there are watches that are pretty much dead ringers for the Apple ones, except for the electronic bits. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.